have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Lord, change my heart. What a great song, but also a great request that God would answer to you. Change our heart. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for blessing us. Lord, we thank you for giving us our life, health, and strength. We thank you for being just who you are, our great God. There is none like you in all the earth, and we give you glory. We give you praise. Now, God, I ask that you open our ears so that we may hear with a spiritual ear what you are saying to us in the way that we live in this world. We thank you and we praise you for the victory that we already have. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. It's another great opportunity to be able to share God's great gospel with his people. The Bible says we are the sheep of his pasture, and we are grateful to be honored and counted worthy to be called children of God. It's nothing that we should take lightly. It's nothing that we should take without reverence. We should be honored or be honorable to give God praise and glory for him being the great God that he is and that loves us. Just like the song Kirk Franklin penned years ago, with the help of Willie Neil Johnson, the great quartet singer, in spite of all that I've done, Jesus, you keep on looking out for me. And that's a great testimony that we all have. None of us have done everything that we have so we're supposed to do. And sometimes we didn't do it because we didn't know we were doing it. And sometimes we knew what we were doing and we just did it anyway. And God still had mercy on us. He didn't take us. He didn't let what could have happened to us happen. He allowed his grace and mercy to rain upon us. And we are grateful that he allows us to live in this world that we don't even deserve to be in. The scripture tells us in Lamentations 3:22, it's the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. I'm glad he's merciful. I'm glad that he cares. I'm glad that he has compassion. And most importantly, I'm glad that he is love, not he possesses love, but the scripture said God is love. I'm glad that he's love, that he loved us in the midst and in spite of all of us being who we are. You know, if you just look at yourself, I know I can look at me and know that I'm not worthy, but God is. So we are grateful for his grace, his mercy toward us. We are grateful for this platform, Elation Radio. We thank God. And I just want to speak a word of encouragement and a word to propel Elation in the next level, taking it to the next level and going to the all over this world, spreading this great gospel. Elation will be a household name in the world, not just the Christian world, but in the world, because the motto is not just a motto, but I believe it was a God-given motto given to Sister Kimmy, and that was uplifting souls worldwide. It wasn't just stuck in one city, one town, one county, one state, one country, but lifting up souls for Jesus worldwide. What a great task, but an awesome task that God has allowed us to partake in. So we thank God for that. Now, if we can go to the Word of God, very familiar scripture. It's kind of like, you know, so many times we hear scriptures or certain scriptures so much that, you know, the meaning doesn't really stick with us, or our new revelation doesn't get revealed because we're just used to hearing it, and we're hearing it with our physical or carnal ear, but not listening what his spirit is saying. And if you read this Bible, no matter how many times you read the scriptures, you can get a different revelation each time. Even if it's scripture you've read for years and years, you can get a different revelation. So we are grateful for God constantly giving us new insight and new revelation that we can continue to climb higher and go deeper in his word. John 10:10, and it reads, and I'm going to read it out of two versions. First version out of the most commonly used, the King James Version, it says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Now, the Amplified Version, and this is my favorite version of this particular scripture, The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. This scripture lets us know that our God is the God of more than enough. He's El Shaddai. El Shaddai simply means in the Greek translated to the English, more than enough. God is the God of more than enough. If we're just barely making it, if we're just barely getting through, if we're just barely passing, we ought to consider, is God involved in what we're doing? Because God is the God of more than enough. God is the God that gives us unprecedented victories. It's kind of like this in sports. I love the Florida State Seminoles. And in 2013, when they won their last national championship, during that time, every game, if you go back and look at it, except for the national championship, they won convincingly by probably, I'm just taking a guess, maybe 20, 25 points or more each game. They were blowing teams out, so to speak. They just had, you know, they didn't leave any doubt. I mean, it was no close game. It was all big wins. And it brings me to what the scripture, God is the God that just doesn't want you to win by the skin of your teeth. Yes, there are some victories that we, because we might have put ourselves in those situations where we barely made it. Thank God we made it. We still came out. We still came out on victory side. But God is the God that wants us not to just come out with just enough by the skin of our teeth, by hair on our chinny chin chin. He wants us to come out to the full, in abundance, till it overflows. Because he's the God of the overflow. And I speak over us that we begin to walk in the overflow, not just in finances, not just in health for our body, but every area of our life, our relationships, our call and duty that we use to serve God, we ought to be overflowing. We ought to be leaving no doubt. It should be unprecedented, unquestioned victory in everything that we go in. And I know that, you know, many people will challenge what I'm saying, but you can't challenge God's word and be correct. God's word is right all by itself. This version tells us that we are to be basically living in the blowout. What I mean, in a football game, say you like the Dallas Cowboys and they're playing the Denver Broncos. If they're playing and the final score is 52-3, people that watch sports, that are involved in sports, they will say that was a blowout because they won by unprecedented large amount of points. It was a big victory. That's what God wants us to be living in, big victories, that there is no doubt that God is with us because we're living in the overflow until it overflows, until it bursts at the seams. That's what we ought to be bursting at the seams in our finances. We ought to be bursting at the seams in our health because we ought to be living divinely. We ought to be eating where we are. Our bodies are functioning at its top place, even at, well, no matter what your age is. You know, a lot of times in our health, we like to blame, well, I'm getting older. And things do happen when we begin to age because this body is not made for everlasting life. This body, we're going to get a new body, but we still ought to be living in a way that this body lasts as long as it possibly can if we do the things that we need to do as far as exercise and eating properly and things of that nature. So we ought to be living in the full in that arena. We ought to be living in the full in our relationships. We ought to have joy and peace and love and unity in our every relationship, whether you're married, whether you your church relationship with different with your congregants and fellow Christians, your work relationship should be flourishing. Your school relationship should be flourishing. You know, everywhere we go, we should be flourishing. And I know the enemy wants to attack those things that we are closely affiliated with and closely attached to. So he does, because he doesn't want us to live in abundance to the full until it overflows. But Jesus said it. So if Jesus says something, we can rest assured that it could happen. But the thing that we must do, we must get in line with God's word, not get in line with what we think, not get in line with what we perceive or think he's saying, but get in line with what he's saying. If we don't really understand, we ought to be able to go to our God and say, God, bring this alive in my life. Bring clarity. Give me full understanding of what you're saying in your word. And that's why I thank God that there are so many different versions of his word, same word, but just different versions that where we can understand in our everyday language and everyday talk, where we can understand the scriptures. Because the Bible tells us in all our getting, we ought to get an understanding. And it's very difficult to follow something that you don't understand. You won't follow it properly. You won't get the victory that you need if you don't have an understanding. So it behooves us to get an understanding. So the scripture here says, the thief cometh in order to steal and kill and destroy. The thief represented in the scripture is Satan. Satan is a thief. The enemy, Satan, is a thief. He wants to steal your life. He wants to steal your health. He wants to steal your wealth. He wants to steal every aspect of your being. He wants you to live defeated, broke, busted, and disgusted. He wants you to be defeated in all aspects of life. That is his job, because he wants everybody to be like him. He's already defeated. He's not going to be defeated. Yeah, he's going to be cast into the bottomless pit, but he knows he's defeated, but he wants to bring everybody else down. You ever been maybe in school when you were growing up, or even as adults, where somebody was going through and they didn't have, or they were struggling, and some of them, instead of being prayerful or seeking God on what they can do to make their situation better, they want to take everybody that was around them down. We live in that kind of world where people don't want to see you up higher than them, so they'll tear you down and keep you at the level, a lower level or the same level as them. That's what a thief does. That's his job. He wants to take you to the lowest place you can be. But I love this part. Jesus affirmly said, I came that they may have life. Who is the they? Us. We are the they. We can have life and have it in abundance. We can live in the overflow of God's richest blessings, because he promised us that. He said, that's why I came. I came for you to live in victory. I came for you to live prosperous. I came for you to live in good health, even as your soul prospers. I came that you have everything you need. And then this is what it says in the brackets of the Amplified version of John 10:10. It says, to the full. So that tells us God wants us to be living at our maximum capacity till it overflows. So not just living at our maximum capacity, but he wants us to live in the overflow. He's the God of an overflow. So when we live in a place of overflow in every aspect of our life, we are living the life that God has prescribed in his word, because he wants us to live in overflow. People get upset when ministers, preachers, teachers, evangelists, prophets, whatever they may be, or just a lay member, when different ones talk about money and finances, living in the overflow. That's a great area, because the Bible tells us money answereth all things. We want to live in the overflow in our finances and with our money. But every area of our life is important. We ought to want to be overflowing, living in the full till it overflows in every area of our life. Our home life should be living in the overflow of unity, love, and peace. Our work life should be living in the overflow of productivity, greatness and promotion and all those things like that. Our church life, we ought to be living in the overflow of our anointing when we are in service. And well, not just service, but when we're in service, you know, that's a gathered time that we set aside to be there. And we want, whatever our role is, we want to walk in the fullness of God's anointing. But most importantly, when we go in the stores, when we go to the gas station, when we go to maybe a friend's home, go to games, wherever you may go, to the mall, whatever you may do for leisure time, you ought to be overflowing with the radiant and light of God, that people can see your good works and glorify God our Father. That's what the Bible says. We ought to be overflowing with God's anointing, overflowing with God's love, overflowing and health, overflowing in our finances, overflowing in our relationships, overflowing in every area. It lets us know that if we're not living in the overflow, we can improve, we can make it. And I don't know about you, but I can look at myself and say, I'm not there yet. I still got some work to do. So it's time to start living in the abundance and in the overflow of God and his word. To the full, till it overflows. I declare and decree right now to those that are listening, you begin to live from this day forward in the overflow. I live in the overflow of God's love in every aspect of my life. I live in the prosperity of the love of God. I live in the prosperity of and financial resource. I live in the prosperity of health. I live in the overflow of everything that God has promised and ordained for us as Christians to take hold of. So take hold of this word tonight, that I live in the overflow. Everything I do is blessed. We walk and live in the overflow of God's authority and God's love, God's will, God's health, everything that God has ordained. We live in the overflow of it, that we got plenty enough to put in store. And we can even have enough to share with others, and others can see our good works, our life living, our radiant light shining, and glorify our great God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this word of overflow. We thank you for this word of more than enough. We thank you for being El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. And we know that you want us to walk in the overflow in every area of our life. So now, Father, those areas that we are falling short, where we are living in lack or living in not enough or barely enough, we declare and decree right now that we walk in the way of you, that we live in the overflow, that everything we do and say for your glory, we walk and live in the overflow, and that others can see our life and glorify you. And they can say, as we shall say as well, it's the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. We thank you for the overflow. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that helps us live this life in victory. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. We declare it's done. Amen.
Get my praise on. Get my praise on. I gotta get my praise on. I gotta get my praise on. It's not enough to sing the song. It's not enough just clapping along. I gotta get my praise on. Get my praise on. I gotta get my praise on. I gotta get my praise on. To sing the song. Just clapping along. I gotta.
Get my praise on. I gotta get my
not enough to sing a song. It's not enough just clapping along. I gotta